As part of this year's state budget, Governor Ron DeSantis is considering more than $500,000 to build a park in Arlington that would honor the descendants of formerly enslaved people, the Gullah Geechee. The Gullah Geechee people lobbied for what'll be called Freedom Park.
The residents came together and have come together very well to create the Freedom Park, which is a park designated for Gullah Geechee.
That's Jacksonville Gullah Geechee Nation Community Development Corporation President Sandra Maureen. And her sights don't stop in Arlington. I'm Jessica Palumbo. In this week's Jackson on WJCT, the Jackson's Ennis Davis and I met up with Maureen in the Brooklyn neighborhood, where she dreams of preserving what little remains of its African-American history. We're a couple of blocks behind the Fresh Market shopping center, walking behind an industrial laundry facility on Chelsea Street, when we see the Buffalo Soldier House.
That dates back to the end of the Civil War.
That one with the boarded up window?
Windows, yep.
There's no marker. You would drive past it and have no idea what this was.
This area just southwest of downtown was important during a key Civil War battle.
Jacksonville basically served as the Union hub for their operations within Florida.
Maureen says when the war was over, African American fighters, nicknamed Buffalo Soldiers by Native Americans, settled here in Brooklyn in droves.
How long have you known this was here?
Ever since I was a child, my brothers would bring us by here so we could see the house.
Brooklyn is changing fast, with more luxury apartments and chain restaurants planned just blocks away. Maureen tried unsuccessfully to get the area designated an African American Historic District recently. Not enough current residents were interested in that idea. But she isn't giving up on structures like this house and their potential as tourism drivers.
I think the very first thing we can do is probably look to preserve it on the state's registry if it is not on the state's registry, and bring about awareness that it's here, bring about awareness to the city that it does not need to be torn down, that it does need to be documented as such.
Maybe, she says, it could be made into a museum celebrating Jacksonville's place in antebellum history. A photo of the Buffalo Soldier House is in this story at WJCT.org. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the Jackson on WJCT.